Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi again, guys. This is Francis from Leverage.ph. This is a show called Millions, an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. For topic for today, basically, guys, it's since we're about to go back to school and it's almost school season for our fellow teenagers and kids. So we would like to discuss how to save while you're in college, though, guys. In order for us to discuss this, we brought in some students from Enron. We have Patrick from Leverage. They're interning as well with us. Patrick, say hi.
Hi.
So much serious ang intern sa atin today, guys. We also have Daniel.
Hi, man. My name is Daniel, and I'm taking up finance. I don't really save.
Oh, you don't really save, wow.
It's really ironic.
Wow.
Okay. We're talking about saving, and I spend a lot.
we'll find out more later. How about you, Patrick? What are you taking right now?
I'm taking entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurship.
Okay. It's kind of complicated, that's why.
Complicated? Wow. I thought relationships are complicated.
Yeah.
There are no courses that are complicated. Since we're in this topic, guys, in terms of how to save up while you're in college, have you guys saved up for anything while you were in college? I mean, while you guys are in college right now, are you guys saving up?
I think I saved up for a ticket before.
For a ticket? What kind of ticket is this?
It's a concert to Charlie Puth.
Oh, okay. And, how much was the ticket, if you don't mind me asking?
The ticket was like around 4,000.
4,000? Wow, mahal, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, were you alone with that? But yun yung pinili mo? Ba't mo yun gusto mag-save for that?
Oh, it just happened. No, not really. You're but I mean, I've heard his songs and I like it, but like, I'm not a huge fan. It just happened that it was a day after my girlfriend's birthday, so like I felt like, oh, okay, it suits.
Oh, okay, was it your surprise?
Yeah, gift? Surprise, wow, surprise.
That's why, you know, I've remember this line from Dante Alighieri. He said that, you know, love can make a man's soul act. No, you can say it, right? But if you're in love, it makes you do something, right?
Mm,
so how about you, Patrick? I mean, so Daniel here, you saved up for a concert ticket. How about you? What's the most memorable thing that you saved up for?
Memorable thing? I always save up money for partying. Because I was a party boy before.
Okay.
When I was still in Mapua.
Party boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I used to save enough, if I have enough allowance every day.
Okay.
I always spend 200. My mom always gave me 300. So I used 200 pesos for my expenses every day. So I save 100 pesos.
A day?
Yeah. So I save 500 a week.
Pero kung 500 na yun na-save mo, eh, isang shot lang yun eh. Kung
no. That's why you use your friends. That's what called libre.
May tawag yun ah. Use your friends.
Use your friends.
Actually, that's a way to save.
Yung
take advantage
tipong,
of your friends.
Patrick, sama ka sa akin. Hindi ako pwede. Libre kita. Sige.
Wow. We're learning a lot from you guys today. Okay.
Tip of the day.
Have lots of friends. So basically,
lots of
is,
friends,
that,
so yeah.
Is that what you're advising to our listeners right now?
Just like in business connections.
Okay. Oh,
mean connections.
Valid point.
Connections that you don't have.
In a way, it's like a very basic form of lending, you know? Because like you get your friend to treat you, and then in the future, of course, you try to find a way to pay them back for that.
Yeah. Something in return.
I see. But basically, why would you save up for that? I mean, is that enough conviction for you guys to save up talaga?
I mean, it depends, depending on the situation. In that case, I wanted to make my girlfriend happy. So, that's why I saved up for it. And it could apply to a variety of situations.
Mm-hmm. But if I'm not mistaken, how about you, Patrick? Sorry, before I move to another
Like what Daniel said. As long as you're happy.
As long as you're happy.
You save money for that one.
So if you're not happy, don't save money?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, wow. Okay. Very insightful, guys. So, especially now, guys. I mean, you guys are about to graduate in a couple of months or maybe a year. Are you guys saving up for something? Especially now that you're about to graduate, guys. I mean,
oh, I'm definitely saving up for trips.
For trips?
Yeah, like as when I graduate, I plan to take a few months and travel around the world. I mean, I'm not literally around the world, but you know,
just around the Metro Manila.
But yeah, I like to go places.
Okay.
During that time, I finish schooling and before transitioning to work.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess I'm saving up for that.
How about you, Patrick? What are you saving up for?
Saving up for future endeavors.
Endeavors. Yeah. What kind of business?
Business and also tuition fees for my brothers and sisters.
Wow.
That's how to be a man.
Okay, so in terms of saving for that one, for your future endeavors, what's your future there? What do you think? What kind of business do you want to be in?
A retail company.
Retail company. Yeah. Okay, how much capital do you think you need for a retail company?
Millions.
Millions. Wow, I like the branding. Millions.
Like to have a multi-million.
Multi-million
company.
Yes. I think that's our next season. Multi-millions.
Okay, and then yung quote ni Trump, like I started with a small loan of $1 million.
That was 1970s.
In pesos, that's like what?
50 million
pesos.
Oh my. Oh
so
my.
yun lang yung kailangan mo para mag-start a retail business.
Small, a million.
Right? Yeah, it's very small, very small. But basically, like Patrick, for that one, how do you plan to save up for your future endeavor if it's costing millions?
Connections. Yes, connections.
Like how connections?
In school, we pitch businesses to future partners or investors.
Let's go back, Patrick, because I remember we were discussing. You had a business before, right?
Yeah.
So with your previous business, how were you able to save up for that?
What do you mean business?
You had a business before.
Royal.
I mean any business, like any kind of business. Definitely. If you're going to venture in any type of business, you need to have a capital for it, right?
Capital. I used to join REL before.
Okay.
So I really wanted to join this organization before because I really want to, like, just for my training ground, to have an experience for my business communication.
Yeah.
Just like that. On how to handle money, your own money, or sell products as well. And I don't have really money before it. So I used to save money, allowance. Like kunyari, medyo masyado marami allowance ko today, parang hindi naman nagagamit.
Yeah, let's make it concrete since you wanted to be a part of this from this networking whatever.
Yeah.
It costs a lot definitely, especially
for a student
who's just making about of what 200 to 300, and the membership fee is around 5,000 something, right?
No, it's 14,000.
14,000
for a membership.
Actually,
yeah. Including the products.
Talking about networking, a friend of mine, he asked me to join this networking. I bet it's like 20,000.
20,000.
It wasn't worth it. So like, nope, didn't take it.
Yeah. So basically, how do you save up for that 14,000? That's a big amount of money.
If I have 300 pesos a baon a day. I used to spend like 100 pesos lang for my baon. Since Enderon, di ba, before, we have 100 peso lang for a meal. So, yeah.
Okay. So,
until I reach 14,000.
Actually, yeah, that's just a span of a few months. You could...
Yeah.
From your allowance.
Oh, I see. So, was it satisfying after that?
At first, but in a long term.
No. I see. So, what you guys learned so far in terms of saving while you guys in college?
It's very difficult saving money by your own and spending money by your own.
Definitely. I mean, I remember during my time as well, while I was in school, I mean, 100 to 100 was really a huge amount of money for me. That's why I didn't party. I didn't
That's
take
good.
Trips. I didn't take trips. I would maybe this is my advice to you guys. Sacrifice before paradise.
Yay. Yeah. Okay. Actually, if there's one thing I would take away from saving and spending during I'm still in college, is it's painful to spend the money you saved. versus a money you just received from your parents. Yeah. Exactly, it's so easy to spend it away. But then when you, like, for example, for Patrick, he sets aside like 200 pesos of his lunch meal for his partying or for his membership, for this networking thing. When you're about to spend it, you're more reluctant to, versus if your parents just handed you 14k and then go sign up with membership in this company.
Dana, just to add on what you said to what you said a while ago with traveling and all that, maybe a piece of advice would be, because they say, hey, travel now, pay later. I would tell you now is that you pay now and travel later. You would reap the benefits more later. So after graduation, I do suggest you start working first before anything else.
Yeah, especially, I mean, not earn it first. I don't think it's the case here in the country, but like when in the States, a lot of students there graduate already with debt, student debt, exactly, right, from the loans. So how can they afford to travel and go tripping when they already have a debt to worry about?
Yeah. So, any advice for our listeners, Daniel, in terms of saving?
Don't go out and party.
Wow! Ano masasabi mo doon, Patrick?
I learned from that.
Stop partying.
Wouldn't you say that, you know, you need to have this deep sense of purpose of why you need to save up? In terms of, kasi, sa totoo lang guys, diba, pwede naman, in one day, pwede sabihin mo, ay, battery po day, gastusin ko na lahat to. I don't want anymore to save.
Basically, you should think long term. Bringing in some spiritual perspective here. We went to this service and what the pastor said, don't give up your birthright for a bowl of soup. So it's like, ano ba ang gusto mong i-exchange? Do you want to enjoy now or you want to enjoy later? That bowl of soup could come in many forms. So for some people, it could be partying or it could be going out in malls and, you know, spending all your money there or eating out in fancy restaurants. But then in the end, you would leave the place without money versus if you decide to keep it, okay, forgo the instant gratification now, then you have the money to, you know, maybe even start your own business.
Exactly, exactly. How about you, Patrick?
I think in every person, if you really want something, you really save money for that one. And I think if you want to save money, you need to have a self-discipline.
Yeah.
And second thing, if you want something that is very luxurious, like Louis Vuitton, as of now, as a student, you have to have a mind that you need to be financially stable for that one.
But basically, so just to wrap things up, guys. Number one, the first lesson would be is that you need to have this sense of purpose to why you're saving, right? So in terms of saving, guys, make sure that you know what purpose you're saving up for. So at least you won't spend it just to anything that you suddenly, there's no sudden urge of you spending the money, right? So number two, you need to have self-discipline. So it's like you have that vision, you now you have that sense of mission. You need to have that self-discipline in order to pursue that goal that you have, right? Okay. Yeah. Then number three would be a sense of urgency. Because if you have this timeline of when you want to have this stuff, definitely you would consider, sense of urgency that I need to save up immediately for this one. So basically, those are the few things that we have for today, guys. So in order to have your millions, you need to have that kind of reason or purpose why you need to save up for that million. Not just because you want to have plenty of money. It's because you want to save up for something, right?
Yeah, I guess. Just like there's senseless spending, there's also maybe senseless saving. Because if you don't have a reason to save, why are you saving?
Exactly.
I guess that's what a lot of young people are missing up on today. That's why they live with barely any savings in their accounts.
Correct. Correct.
And then once you have that goal, you have to find a means to sustain it. That's where the discipline comes in. And you know, you weigh the risk and reward of every single thing that you get into. Let's say dining out or going out with friends. And then in the end, you have that sense of urgency, because you won't always have your parents around, for especially for young people or people in college, you won't always have your family around you. So like, you know, as much as possible, try to make the most make the most out of it.
Nice. So thank you, Daniel, again for that. Very insightful insight. So guys, thank you again for joining us for this episode of Millions. Hope to see you again next week. Bye.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.